You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, remember, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, and tons of videos straight from the source in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now, ClevelandBrowns.com. One of the things you can get on that video is on that site right now is not only an article about our next guest from Vic Carucci, not only a video of him entering the building. We are, of course, talking about the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, second team All-Pro last year, inside linebacker Carlos Dansby. Carlos, welcome to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, brother. Thanks for having me.
We are very happy to have you. I was going through your stats last year, and we can talk about, obviously, you led all inside linebackers with four picks, 23 passes defense, 6.5 sacks. You also scored two touchdowns. Did you know the only people who had more than two touchdowns on the Browns last year were Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron? So you could do it all.
Hey, man, hey. Nope, they need me to
line
up and wide out on red.
Carlos, you got a lot of people's attention, and especially mine, when you talked about being a man on a mission, that this was really kind of a calling that brought you to Cleveland. And I think people were fascinated to hear that because it went deeper than just, okay, the money grab of free agency. Expand on that. What's going through your mind when you're saying those things?
Oh, man, it's a lot. I want to be one of the best to ever play the game. And I'm close. I'm real close to Ray Lewis' numbers. He did it in 17 seasons, man. And I got four to finish where I need to finish in order to either match him or surpass him.
And to do that, you need to be very dedicated, and you hinted at that. And I've done a little bit of homework on you because some people are saying, well, we got a guy who's 32 years old. You, sir, are a young 32. I know you have an incredible regimen that you put yourself through to stay in tip-top shape. Could you talk a little bit about that without giving away the trade secrets to everybody outside of Cleveland?
See, man, you're trying to let me give away my secrets to the whole division right now. I can't do that. I can't do that, man. I can't give away my secrets, man.
Good.
It's a combination of things, though. I've been blessed, man. God put a lot of people in my path to keep me, you know what I'm saying, to keep me to this moment. Like I said, this is a divine moment, and I can't deny it. Like I said, I've never been to Cleveland. I never know anything about up north. I grew up in the South. I was born in Alabama. I went to Auburn University. I went to Arizona for 6 years, left, went down to Miami for three, went back to Arizona, and now I'm up north. It's new. It's new, man.
You mentioned something about new here, and of course the head coach Mike Pettine is here, and he brings a defensive scheme that was obviously explained to you because you bought into that as much as anything, and you touched yesterday upon the idea that this scheme suits you well and you think it could result in much more production, double your production. What about this scheme appeals to you, Carlos?
Everything about it. Everything about it. The position that I'm going to be playing in this defense, like I said, the number of plays I'll be able to make is unlimited. You know, I'm going to be lining up all over the place. And that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? The versatility of my game, coach is going to – he's going to play on that. He's going to allow me to be able to move around and play to my strengths. And then, like I said, it's going to raise the player, everybody, though. That's what I like. That's what I really like about it. And once we do a couple more things, I think the coach is going to do here very shortly, and him and Mr. Former. You know, so I've been on calls with them constantly for the last, you know, couple of hours or whatnot. We're gonna make some moves, and it's gonna be real special. It's gonna be a real special season.
It is going to be a special season, and we certainly are thrilled to have you a part of it. Talking, of course, with Carlos Dansby, new inside linebacker for the Cleveland Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Carlos, you mentioned yesterday in your press conference that this is really a two-year dance that you and Coach Pettine have had. He recruited you to Buffalo last year. What was it about this year with Coach Pettine and the opportunity to work with the general manager, Ray Farmer, that brought you here or made it more appealing this year, along with, of course, the mission?
Hey, like I said, it was a caller, man. It was a caller. You don't get opportunities like this often in the NFL. You don't get a chance to play with a coach that really wants you. You know what I'm saying? He really wants you to thrive in his scheme because he believes you can take the scheme to the next dimension. That's how you feel about me, you know. I don't have nothing, but it's humbling, you know, that an NFL coach of his stature see a player like myself and said, "Man, you can really take this thing to the next level." And it's real humbling, man. And then, like, I had no choice but to come. No choice.
What else do you know about this team as far as the defense is concerned, some of the players? Right. How much have you had a chance to study them?
I had a lot of chances. I studied these guys a lot. The ability to come off the edge, get to the quarterback. The front seven is solid. It's going to take these guys' game to a whole other level. They're going to have a lot of one-on-one opportunities. And that's what I love about this game, man. It's amazing, man. Once you understand it and you see the potential in players, you just want to try to pull it all out of them, you know. And it's very young defense, man, very young defense. And like I said, hopefully I can come in and help raise the player of these guys.
In this defense, how important is the position that you play? Because Browns fans, and you may or may not know this coming in here now, one of the big complaints or gripes or things that people struggle with was watching the linebackers in coverage. That's one of your strengths. How big of a role is that going to be for you here, and what do you think it is about you that makes you such a great coverage linebacker in an NFL where that is increasingly important?
It's just the evolution of the game, man. The game that picked up as far as like being able to spread the ball around. You got to evolve with the game. If you don't, you're gonna be out of the game fast. I mean, in a hurry. And I've been able to evolve over the last 10 years. That's a decade, man, of evolving. And like I said, right now, I'm primed and ready to take on this challenge. Like I said, a couple tight ends or running backs. Really doesn't matter, you know. Just trust your technique. That's what it really boils down to. You trust your technique. Coach going to put you in position. You just got to trust your technique. Because you got to know, first of all, you got to know what the offense want to do to you in certain situations. You got to know your defense inside out. If you're in three, they're going to want to try to get outside, leverage on you, and run an outside route. You know what I'm saying? Because the middle of the field is closed. If the middle of the field open, they're going to try to bend inside. It's simple. You just got to trust your technique and play it to the best of your ability. And that's what I've been able to do.
Carlos Dansby, newest Browns linebacker, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, I know you're not going to share this stuff publicly because, like you said, it's the trade secrets and you want to keep them to yourself. I think privately, when you get a chance, because Nathan and I are just a little bit older than you are, you could show us some things, obviously, to help us, get in better shape. But that said, I know, in all seriousness, in the locker room, being around younger teammates, they're going to look to you, Carlos. They're going to say, this is a guy now entering year 11 of his career. Guys don't get that far generally. Most guys don't. So is part of what you talk about in your mission to let some of these other teammates in on what it takes to be a pro, and that's part of the leadership you want to bring?
Definitely. You got to be able to inspire people, man, with your play. You have to, man, because a lot of people looking at you every day. They're looking at you every day. Young kids, you know what I'm saying, grown-ups, people who love the game, if you get inspired by your play, then you're doing something right, you know. And like I said, even your peers, you know what I'm saying, like I said, when I go in the locker room, guys going to be watching me. I already know. I don't have to prove anything, but it's just my work ethic and how I approach the game. I hope it rubs off, you know.
Right.
That's just how I operate. And it rubbed off in AZ last season. They were 5-11, man. They were 5-11. I'm talking about some real sad souls, like, walking around the building, like, man, what's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't used to that.
Right.
I wasn't used to that before I left. It was like everything was upbeat.
Right.
When I left, everything went downhill. I'm like, man, what's going on? Like, this ain't the norm. This ain't the norm for me. Like, I don't operate in these kind of environments. I got to lift the spirits up a little bit. Let's go, man. Let's get moving. Let's apply ourselves. We're not applying ourselves. And until you get focused and apply yourself, you're not going to win no games. And we started applying ourselves, man, and we went on a run. We got upended by Philly, but we was on like a 6 or 7 game run. And that's the kind of spurt you got to have in order to be successful on this level.
You beat the Super Bowl champions in their home building in Seattle in a game where your quarterback threw 4 interceptions. So certainly you know a thing or two about hard-nosed defense and what it takes to win. Talk about having you and Dante both come from what, in my opinion, is the best division in the NFL, the NFC West, the toughness and the leadership and the culture of winning that you guys are going to be able to bring.
Oh, man, it was very tough, man. You gotta come out. You got to be swinging. You gotta play every play like it's your last, and That's just how we approached it. I know that's how we approached it in AZ. I definitely know that's how they approached it in San Fran. And then you got to be able to weather the storm. You got to be mentally tough. You know, you got to be mentally tough more than anything, because the other team is going to make plays. They're going to make plays, but you can't fold. You can't fold, man. You got to continue to fight and claw for every inch. And if we be able to do that on the defense, which I know we'll be able to do, because that's what coach going to instill in us. You know, that mental toughness. And he's a hard nosed guy. You know, and yes. It's perfect. It's a perfect fit, man, for the city. I think it's a perfect fit for the city, because the city works so hard, man. Everybody in that city work hard, and they want to be able to enjoy Sundays, man, because it's a football town. That's what it is.
And the last thing for me, and I'm sure if you talk to just what you touched upon there, Carlos, former Browns players, how much this town will connect with this football team, stays connected to it through the bad times, and unfortunately that's been a lot of years. If you're able to get this thing turned around and you're part of this, you won't believe what the city is going to be in terms of you and its relationship with you and your teammates.
Exactly, without a doubt, and that's what we're looking forward to. I know that's what I'm looking forward to. That's why I came. It's Ohio, man. It's football country, man. What is it? You know, this
yes.
is what they do in Ohio. It's play football. So, you know, man, it's the perfect setup, man. All the history with the Browns, you know, being so close and losing it. Like I said, I've been through that too. I went to the Super Bowl. I was a minute and 30 seconds away. And you don't think I want it? I want it.
And you want revenge against those Steelers.
Exactly. I want it.
That's
I
right.
want it, man, and I'm bringing that kind of attitude and that approach to Cleveland, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
I got two last questions for you. The
okay.
first one, what was it like when you came up here with Dante, Josh Gordon, Joe Hayden, Jabal Sheard, the plane that brought you up here, kind of bringing the new guys, the new members of the team with some of that core young nucleus of the Browns? Talk about that special moment and what that did instantly to make you feel about coming here.
Oh man, they could say they couldn't stop smiling. To be honest, like man, it's on. This is what we needed. It's on. Man, we could have won so many games. That's all they kept saying. So, man, we were so close. We were so close in so many games. We had the lead in so many games, but we couldn't finish. That's what they kept talking about. I mean, we couldn't finish. I said, man, well, hopefully we can come in and show y'all how to finish.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? With the leadership and in the situations that we had already been through. Me and with, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, we've been through some battles. We had to face each other, so we've been through some wars, you know, and that's what it takes. It takes that kind of mental toughness down the stretch in order to win those close games.
Carlos, you strike me as the big dog in the fight. What do you want to say to the dog pound now that that's going to be your home?
Hey, man, it's time to dig up that bone. We all hungry, man. Let's eat.
Nice.
We're all hungry.
We are all hungry here. Carlos, thank you so much for your time stopping by with us. We are very excited to see you on the field getting down to business and very happy to have you as one of the newest members of the Cleveland Browns. Thank you so much, bro.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
All right, okay. Carlos Dansby. Now, if you just joined us, you need to go right now, get back on the app or clevelandbrowns.com. That guy can give an interview. That guy's going to be a fan favorite here, Vic. There's no doubt in my mind.
No doubt at all. And by the way, some breaking news. One of Carlos Dansby's former teammates, Jim Dre, a tight end, joining the Browns. He is aboard this team, another free agent signee at the tight end position. So the Browns can check another spot off their list to bring in Jim Dre from the Cardinals.
So there it is. Some breaking news here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim Dre, tight end, a guy who I think is going to be a blocking type of a tight end. Also set a career high in catches and yards last season with Carlos Dansby down there in Arizona. We do expect to have him on CBD later this hour. We'll tell you what that means. But again, Carlos Dansby just joined us and his teammate, Jim Dre. It's Dre Day and everybody's celebrating in Cleveland. We'll be back with more CBD.